From the early hours of the morning, pilgrims began gathering down at the Basilica of St. Mary of the Angels, some taking their places inside around the tiny chapel or porziuncola where St. Francis is buried, others waiting patiently outside for the Pope and his guests to arrive on the train from Rome. Over 300 of them, men and women of faith from countries around the world, plus for the first time a small delegation of non-believers invited to join this shared pilgrimage on the difficult path towards truth and peace in our troubled world. Cheering broke out as the Pope greeted them one by one, before making his way up to the raised white stage where leaders of the largest churches and faith communities were seated. Introducing the event, the President of the Vatican's Justice and Peace Council, Cardinal Peter Turkson, said, "We come to bear witness to the great power of religion for good."
"We come also to bear witness to the great power of religion for good, and to renew a common commitment to building peace, to reconciling those in conflict, and to bringing humanity back into harmony with creation."
Then one by one, these elders of their respective communities stood up to declare their own commitment to the search for greater tolerance, respect, and peace amongst peoples and nations. Among them, the Orthodox leader, Patriarch Bartholomew I of Constantinople, who spoke in French of the need for metamorphosis, transformation, conversion at the heart of all genuine dialogue.
"Tout dialogue véritable porte en lui les germes d'une métamorphose à venir. La nature de cette transformation constitue une conversion qui nous fait sortir de nos particularismes pour envisager l'autre comme sujet de relation."
As religious leaders, he said, "We must show through our example that we do not seek to live one against the other, but each one together with the other in the common search for truth and peace." Referring to the dramatic events of the Arab Spring, he said the place of religion in the midst of these upheavals remains ambiguous, and he expressed the concern of all Christian leaders for the marginalization of their Christian communities throughout the Middle East.
"Et à l'heure où le printemps arabe n'ont pas mis fin aux tensions intercommunautaires, la place des religions dans les fermentations du monde reste ambiguë."
"Also today, peace in the world requires the perspectives and the contributions of young people."
Echoing those concerns was the Secretary-General of the World Council of Churches, Dr. Olaf Fixe-Tveit, who highlighted the vital role of young people leading the push for democracy and peace across the Arab world. He spoke of the young St. Francis, motivated by passion and a radical daring for peace, who met with the Sultan in Egypt to share their experiences of faith. Like many crusaders, he said, Francis came to convert the other, but instead he became changed, converted himself.
"In the course of a war being fought which had Jerusalem as its ultimate prize, Francis came to share experiences of faith with the Sultan of Egypt. As many crusaders, he came to convert the other. He became changed himself. We are here to let the conversion of Francis speak to us, and to let the conversation between us become a source for justice and peace. There is more to win through the respect for the other. A sustainable peace requires that there is a space, a safe and secure space, not only for me, but also for the other. And Christians are reminded that the cross is not for crusades, but a sign of how God's love embraces everybody, also the other. For the World Council of Churches, a clear commitment over the coming years is to work for just peace in Jerusalem and for all the peoples living there and around that city with Shalom, Salam in its name."
The head of the Anglican Communion, Archbishop Rowan Williams, noted that no one religious community can claim to have all the resources necessary to confront the huge challenges of today.
"So we are here, not to affirm a minimum ground, common ground of belief, but to speak out of the depths of our traditions in all their distinctiveness, so that the human family will be more fully aware of how much wisdom there is to draw upon in the struggle against the foolishness of a world still obsessed with fear and suspicion, still in love with the idea of a security based on defensive hostility, and still capable of tolerating or ignoring massive loss of life among the poorest through war and disease.
The head of the Armenian Church in France, Archbishop Norvan Zakarian, spoke of the difficult path towards justice and reconciliation, stressing the need for truth about crimes committed during armed conflicts, and particularly, he said, during genocide, the most serious crime of them all.
Qu'est-ce que l'humanisme? Un grand point d'interrogation à l'endroit du plus grand sérieux.
One of the delegation of non-believers, Professor Julia Kristeva, came forward to speak of the particular role of women and the need to re-evaluate the contribution of humanism to the search for justice and peace in the world.
Sono passati 25 anni da quando il beato Papa Giovanni Paolo II invitò per la prima volta rappresentanti delle religioni del mondo ad Assisi per una preghiera per la pace.
Finally, Pope Benedict spoke of the huge changes that have taken place since the first such interfaith meeting in Assisi in 1986. Though the world is no longer divided between East and West, he said, the world of freedom has proved to be largely directionless, while new forms of violence and discord continue to threaten us today.
Anzitutto c'è il terrorismo, nel quale, al posto di una grande guerra, vi sono attacchi ben mirati che devono colpire in punti importanti l'avversario in modo distruttivo, senza alcun riguardo per vite umane innocenti.
The first of those, he said, is terrorism, often religiously motivated, which undermines all previously recognized international norms regarding the protection of civilians in situations of conflict. This, the Pope stressed, is the antithesis of true religion and contributes to its destruction.
Come cristiano vorrei dire a questo punto, sì, nella storia anche il nome della fede cristiana si è fatto ricorso alla violenza. Lo riconosciamo pieni di vergogna.
He acknowledged that Christians throughout the course of history have also abused of their faith to use violence against others, and he said the task of all Christians today is to purify our religion so that it can truly serve as an instrument of God's peace.
Una seconda tipologia di violenza, dall'aspetto multiforme, ha una motivazione esattamente opposta.
The other type of violence, the Pope said, is the denial of God, resulting in the loss of humanity and a cruelty which knows no bounds. He mentioned the concentration camps, but also the devastation of human lives caused by the drug trade as examples of what happens when God is absent and the worship of mammon, possessions and power become a counter-religion.
L'assenza di Dio porta al decadimento dell'uomo.
Finally, Pope Benedict spoke of the growing world of agnosticism, of people who do not have the gift of faith, yet whose searching for truth should challenge all believers not to consider God as their own property. For her part, the Pope said, the Catholic Church will not let up in her fight against violence. Instead, like all those gathered here in Assisi, we must be animated by that common desire to be pilgrims of truth, pilgrims of peace.
Siamo animati dal comune desiderio di essere pellegrini della verità, pellegrini della pace. Vi ringrazio.
In Assisi with Pope Benedict, I'm Philippa Hitchin.